This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1300. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded January 4th, new frequencies from Israel, Iran, Taiwan. Radio Minivan rated and off the air. New streaming from Asia and Africa. Reactivations from Malaysia and Tanzania. Searching for Radio Republica. Central American Harmonics. Special QSLs from New Orleans and Toronto. And the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. If you're listening to a station which cut off the beginning of the program, I repeat, this is World of Radio number 1300, and I'm Glenn Hauser. Yes, another kilometer stone as we pass the 1300 mark. However, as Pete Bentley points out, there was another significant milestone we missed at number 1296, which would have been 36 squared. The Voice of Turkey made a number of changes in its languages and scheduling on January 1st. The anticipated schedule was published 2 months ago. However, it seems not enough planning went into picking clear frequencies. For example, there's a brand new Italian half hour at 1730 UT on 6185. But as Giampiero Bernardini in Milano points out, that frequency is already in use by Radio Vaticana, of all things. There's also been a Spanish broadcast from Turkey at 1730 UT on 9780. Now that's expanded to a full hour. However, Yemen has already been using 9780 after 1800 forever with its only English broadcast. Christopher Lewis in England notes the clash of the two stations. Well, at least Yemen should still be in the clear after 1825. And a few days before the change, Tim Davidson in Ohio reported to the NASA flash sheet that he finally heard Yemen in English for the first time on December 27th, with news at 1855 and going into another language at 1900 on 9780. Yet another collision caused by Turkey now, noted by Observer Bulgaria. There's a new time and frequency for their Tatar service, 16 to 1655 UT on 6140. That collides with Deutsche Welle English in DRM. Since January 1st, Bernie O'Shea in Ontario has been hearing Israel radio on an unexpected new frequency, at least between 15 and 18 UT in several languages, 13855. He's heard Hebrew, Yiddish, Romanian, Hungarian, and Persian. Part of the fun of shortwave monitoring is that looking for one thing can often lead you to something quite unexpected. Björn Fransson in Sweden was looking for transmissions from the Australian yacht race on 6516 kilohertz. December 29th at 1730, he heard instead a station on LSB with a national anthem and a Quran recitation and then a broadcast in German. That turned out to be the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, parallel to 6215 and 7185. So it appears, like North Korea, Iran is running unpublicized internal backup SSB feeders to its shortwave sites. We've reported recently that AFRTS on the island of Diego Garcia has reactivated 4319 and 12579 kilohertz. Good news for those who'd like to try to QSL this rare radio country. Wayne Bastow in New South Wales says he sent them a report and has received a verification for 12579. No reply to email, so he sent them a PMail report with $2 US for return postage. Here comes the address and the person who signed the verification letter. ICC, in parentheses SW, Donald Dolney, D-O-L-N-E-Y, Chief Engineer, Naval Media Center, Broadcasting Detachment, Diego Garcia. On Clandestine Radio Watch, January 2nd, Nick Grace reported, the cause of freedom and democracy in the Maldives has suffered a blow with the temporary closure of Minivan Radio, an independent and nonpartisan radio program that has broadcast into the archipelago for the past 16 months, and the popular MinivanNews.com website. Both services, which began in September 2004, were put on hold on January 1st. The closure follows a visit to the Minivan office in Sri Lanka by 8 members of the Interpol Division of the Sri Lankan Police. According to Dave Hardingham, founder of the Friends of Maldives in the UK, and his group sponsored the broadcast and website. In an interview on the clandestineradio.com podcast, Global Crisis Watch, he said the visit stemmed from accusations by the Maldivian regime of sedition that Minivan Radio was broadcasting without a license within Sri Lanka, and that its journalists were involved in an attempt to smuggle arms and weapons in the Maldives. But no guns were found. It's basically the long arm of the Maldive police reaching over and trying to intimidate Minivan Radio and Minivan News to shut down. Of course, we know the transmissions actually came from Germany. Now, as I recall, Minivan Radio was originally produced in the UK, but apparently at some point they moved their production to Sri Lanka, much closer to the Maldives. Dave Koenig could not hear the broadcast indeed when checked January 2nd at 16 UT on 11800. However, they did have a new broadcast available on demand on their website. So keep an ear on that frequency at that time in case they're able to resume from the UK instead of Sri Lanka. Meanwhile, a broadcast to Sri Lanka, which some consider clandestine, keeps changing frequency, IBC Tamil, between midnight and 1 UT. You may recall they started out the season on 6055, but that collided with Spain and English to North America. Then they were supposedly moving to 7105, but then heard on 7110. And now Zacharias Liangas in Greece heard them on 7115, December 23rd. Could be they move around if they're being jammed. A frequency from within Sri Lanka, SLBC, also keeps moving around, but it may not be deliberate. Joe's Jacob in India keeps a close ear on the nominal 7300 transmission since it's jumped to other 41-meter band frequencies, interfering with India. However, on December 30th, he found it on 7218.5 as a rumbling noise between midnight 30 and 04 and 08 and 15:30 in Hindi, English, Kannada, Telugu, Malayalam, and Tamil. And on his DX India list, Joe's Jacob reports that, according to info from All India Radio headquarters, in 2005, they issued 10 times as many QSLs as in the previous year. So if you still need an All India Radio QSL for any of the regional stations, now is the time. And they have an online reception report form, www.allindiaradio.gov.in. BBC Monitoring reports that Kyrgyz National Radio, the main domestic program, is available on a live audio stream from the website www.ktr.kg. Also has links to live streams of the second program, Radio 21st Century, and Kyrgyz State Television, although these were not working. There are English news bulletins scheduled, if you want to try to hear those on the webcast, for only 5 minutes at approximately 0115 and 0210. Kevin and I have tried, but so far, no connection. Ron Howard in California was hearing Voice of Golden Bridge from China on 6060, December 29th, from 1045 UT with an ID in English on the hour. It's from Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan Province. This frequency is listed as the Life, Travel, and City Service, and it turns out Voice of Golden Bridge is the name of a program. Apparently on the air between 10 and 11 UT, although their website, which Dave Koenig managed to get translated, says the times for it are daily at 04 to 4:30 and 23:30 to midnight UT. It seems it's a show for youngsters, and it does have some English elements. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us that Open Radio for North Korea has started a webpage, www.nkradio.com. That's the hour broadcast at 15 to 16 via Russia on 5880. By the way, I tried for that, and could only hear jamming as early as 1455. He says the email address given is nkradio@nkradio.com. Via BCDX, Toshimichi Otaki in Japan says the New Year edition of DX Corner in Hello from Tokyo on Radio Japan has a special edition, interviewing the editor of the World Radio TV Handbook and some other handbook. There are multiple airings each weekend, the first being Saturday, January 7th at 0510 on 6110, and the last being UT Monday the 9th at 0110 on 11935. I've picked the best frequencies in North America. Takahito Akabayashi tells us that according to Taiwanese DXer Jungnan Lu, Trans World Broadcasting in Kaohsiung, Taiwan, would resume shortwave January 2nd over a CBS 100 kilowatt transmitter to mainland China at 10 to 10:30 on 11795. Terry Kruger in Florida reports that 7295 from Malaysia appears to have been reactivated. It had been off the air for a few weeks. That's at Kajang, and it's the RTM Network 4 service, which goes by the name of Trax FM. That's TRAXX. Here to December 31st, New Year's Eve, from 1220 to 1240. And also heard 3 hours later, just as the new year was arriving, by Ron Howard in California. They have a good website, he says, www.traxfm.net. In Japan Premium, Iwao Nagatane reports that low-power Filipino on 31 meters, which jumps between different frequencies, was heard December 22nd at 2338 to midnight 10 on 9582. It's Radio Ngbayan, with an interview program, weather forecast program guide, and ID on the hour from the Philippine Broadcasting Service. Wolfgang Guschel reminds us that the other frequency it's sometimes heard on is 9619.1 variable. BBC Monitoring reports that Radio Benin, the main domestic program of the ORTB, can be accessed on a live audio stream via www.ortb.net, available both in Windows and Real Audio formats. However, the website was still under construction. Their shortwave frequency, 5025. And as a matter of fact, listening to this stream, it sounds like they're picking it up off a shortwave receiver. There is distortion fading and even the heterodyne. But wait, there's more news from Benin about Transworld Radio building a new relay station there. In Medium Wave News, Steve Whitt in the UK has found a coverage map for their medium wave transmitter on 1566. With 100 kilowatts. It's a figure eight pattern with a minor lobe to the south, but covering the relatively close coastal areas from beyond Accra, Ghana to beyond Lagos, Nigeria. But the major lobe is due north, making a horizontal oval pretty much in the center of West Africa, covering most of Niger, northwest Nigeria, Burkina Faso, Mali, but not as far as Bamako, and eastern Mauritania, and the southern third of Algeria. The nulls are to the east and the west. I guess this is for nighttime. I assume ground conductivity is not very good in the Sahara or Sahel. Jari Savonainen in Finland says since reactivating 477 about a month ago, Radio Gabon has pulled the plug around 1700 UT. But on January 4th, they were running later at 1840, but off by 1905. In World DX Club contact, Mike Bearclough in England says Tanzania's 5050 is back on the air, fading in around 1730. Acker Peterson in Denmark and Max van Arnhem in Holland report in DSWCI DX window that sign-off is at 2100. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal measured it on 5050.1. And furthermore, there were distorted spurs on 5037 and 5063.2 at 1935. You are listening to World of Radio number 1300. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Larry and Jane Will in Maryland. Fred Vobey of WLIO-TV, Channel 35 in Lima, Ohio, reconfirms that they are still carrying World Radio Network on their secondary audio program, except when there are local newscasts, so that means World of Radio is also heard there Saturdays and Sundays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, as well as Sundays at 4:30 a.m. In the January issue of Medium Wave News, John Williams reports in the Homefront column, "I've checked the website for the Isle of Man station scheduled to broadcast on Longwave 279. It says construction of the antenna is almost complete. It is now past the testing stage, and its phasing sections are being assembled. Final installation and commissioning will take place as soon as possible, with test transmissions to prove the system prior to the launch of official programs." However, that doesn't give us any specific date, but keep an ear on 279 kilohertz and an eye on their website, www.longwaveradio.com. Mike Barraclough says Johnny Walker has been awarded an MBE in the New Year's Honors List for services to broadcasting. The Times reports Johnny said he was pleased that he had been forgiven for being a pirate radio DJ in the 1960s. Having defied Her Majesty's government in 1967, with the pirate radio ship Radio Caroline, "I never expected to see my name in the honors," he said. "Her Majesty obviously has a forgiving nature, and I'm most grateful and honored. A wonderful start to my 40th year on the radio." On Medium Wave Circles, Steve Whitt in the UK reminds us of news from Radio 6 International in Scotland that from Friday, January 6th, they're heard every weekend on Medium Wave 945 via Riga, Latvia, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for 1 hour at 20 UT. Radio Sweden has not had a Spanish broadcast on shortwave for a long time, but there has been something in Spanish on the internet from Stockholm. It's called Radio Panorama, intended for immigrants in Sweden, but of course audible anywhere else via the web. Ruben Guillermo Marjanet in Argentina is lamenting that it has been decided to close down this service, as now there are more pressing immigrant languages in Sweden. The final broadcast is to be January 15th, and of course the people running it are asking for listener support to reverse the decision to close it. Thanks to logging by Roberto Pavanello in Italy on the BCL news list, we have reconfirmation that a rather obscure external service in English is still running from Tiraspol, Moldova. That's the breakaway section, Radio DMR. He heard it December 29th at 17 UT on 5960. Very good reception, in fact, with an English ID and news. The Cuban clandestine Radio Republica continues to be heard on its expanded schedule and continues to be mum about where these transmissions are coming from. 22 UT on 6135, heavily jammed, switching at midnight UT to 6010, which so far has not been jammed because they're still announcing the former frequency, 5965, and that has caused the Cuban jammers to jam Radio Havana, Cuba, which is on that frequency. Then at 02 to 04, Radio Republica moves to 7110. Any night now, I expect they'll catch on and start jamming 6010, much to the dissatisfaction of Radio Mil in Mexico City, which has tried to protect its frequency from all kinds of interference, such as Colombia and various European broadcasters. And now this clandestine comes on 6010 for 2 hours and blasts away Radio Mil every evening, soon to be joined, no doubt, by jamming. It's up to us to try to figure out where these transmissions of Radio Republica are actually coming from. I asked Carlos Morato, an engineer at Sunish Portugal, if it's coming from there, and he says no, we only relay Deutsche Welle. Among others, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin has been monitoring Radio Republica closely and comparing the signals to others from Europe. It does appear they're coming from Europe and not North America or the Caribbean. Then I asked Don Moman near Edmonton, Alberta, to check them out. He has a large rotatable log periodic antenna with which you can get an idea of the direction signals are coming from. He checked all three frequencies and found the approximate bearing is 60 degrees. And he can separate it from the jammers in the direction of Cuba. However, 60 is not very precise. I find that 60 degrees exactly misses southwestern Europe, crosses Morocco into Algeria. So that leaves a number of suspects, such as the IBB transmitter site in Morocco, or Novlecas in Spain, or TDF in Issoudun, France. Now, I think that one is most likely. We know they have lots of spare capacity, 500 kilowatts and a rotatable antenna. We also know that France has a policy of secrecy about the broadcasts they carry. They do have some shady customers ranging from China to Taiwan to Libya and various clandestines. Keeping in mind the approximate 60-degree bearing, by comparison, Lisbon is 55 degrees from Edmonton, Madrid is 50, London and Paris are 40. So would someone please approach Issoudun, France, Novaleja, Spain, or Briege, Morocco at 11 p.m. local time and report whether 6135 is a super-strength local signal. Meanwhile, Giampiero Bernardini in Italy has done some online research and found that there is a trail connecting the Directorio Democratico Cubano, sponsoring the broadcasts, to the Republican Party and hence to the U.S. government. And by a trail, I mean a money trail of funding. The name of the Directorio used to have Revolucionario in it. Terry Kruger says they dropped that in 2002. I guess that's to make it a bit friendlier sounding. Several rather vague press reports, including this via the Media Network blog, the Miami Herald reports that TV and Radio Marti will this spring start using a new broadcasting airplane they hope will improve ability to break through jamming and the Cuban government monopoly of the mass media. The aircraft will replace a Pennsylvania National Guard Commando Solo C-130 that has been transmitting to Cuba for 4 hours on weekends, although, I might add, not lately. The new aircraft will allow Radio Marti to transmit more effectively on FM and TV Marti to spread its signal well outside Havana, so Cubans in the provinces can tape the programs and pass them on. Officials have not yet determined the kind of aircraft or whether it will be leased or purchased, according to a spokesman for the IBB. Via Nassau Listener's Notebook, Hans Johnson in Florida reports some excellent Central American medium-wave harmonic catches. On 2320 Radio Izabal from Guatemala, 2x1160, signs on at 1130 with a full ID and a call sign TGRI with Onward Christian Soldiers in the background. He says they have a nice signal and are also heard in the evenings till closing at midnight UT. They also use the slogan La Voz Evangelica. I recall hearing this one myself some years ago. The other one he reports is from Nicaragua. On 2139.7 Radio La Chontalena, which is 2x1070, heard for a number of days in the morning and evening. Finally, a clear ID, 1070 AM, La Chontalena, La Radio en Chontales. It's at the town of Santo Tomas in Chontales, Nicaragua, on the east side of the lake, Nicaragua. He says, I'm not sure of the call or power, and in fact, they're not listed in the new handbook on 1070 or any other frequency. The formal sign-on on Saturday was at 1200 UT and 1100 during the week. That may be our only chance to hear Nicaragua on shortwave if we want to consider that shortwave, because Tetsuya Hirahara in Japan tells DX Listening Digest, I have news of Radio Miscut. According to a personal letter from Licenciado Evaristo M. Perez, December 12th, Radio Miscut has been off the air on shortwave due to a serious problem in the transmitter. John Freeman brought it back to the U.S. for repair, but there's been no news in more than a year. They're now transmitting only on FM with limited coverage. He hopes to resume shortwave this year if the transmitter becomes available. Remember, the frequency used to be 5770. Ron Howard in California reports Radio Santa Rosa in Peru on 6047.15, January 1st, between 10:50 and 11:20, with clear IDs and Ave Maria. Also reported by Arnaldo Slein in Argentina, December 8th, at 0120. Acker Peterson, DSWCIDX Window, says it had been off the air, last reported in May 05. We have two reports of the Bolivian Radio Estambul in Guayana Marin. On the Conexión Digital list, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia heard it on 4498.1, December 29th, until sign-off at midnight 20. They had some messages and comunicados claiming to be on 4496. Hideki Watanabe, Radio Nuevo Mundo in Japan, also heard it on December 30th from before 09:45 past 10:30 with a musical program. Rafael Rodriguez also reports yet another FM station in Buenos Aires being relayed on that 15820 upper sideband transmitter, Aspen Classic 102.3. This was December 28th at 04:30. Jim Pogan, Tennessee, tells us that the IRCA has been granted permission to act as QSL Bureau for stations involved in the United Radio Broadcasters of New Orleans, headed by WWL following Hurricane Katrina. He gave us a look at the QSL, and it's a very nice one, so if you heard any of those stations, including the shortwave relays on WHRI, and still have notes on them to construct a valid reception report, you can apply for this QSL. The time period is only from September 2nd through November 4th, although the shortwave relays closed a few weeks earlier. Return postage required, such as $1 to URBONO QSL, P.O. Box 3777, Memphis, Tennessee, 38173. A posting on eham.net says ham radio will be featured on a national talk show, Talking with Heroes, January 8th on the Stardust Radio Network. That's UT January 9th at 0100. Details on how to find them are talkingwithheroes.com or www.aramad.net. Via the public radio website Current, we learn that students at Swarthmore College and Marty Goldenson are producing War News Radio about Iraq, but reported entirely from stateside. It's a 24-minute program available on demand via www.warnewsradio.org. Kevin Redding, ABDX, sends an AP story that there's a new radio station in Washington, D.C., the National Park Service on 1670 AM, dedicated to parks, monuments, and memorials at the National Mall, a 10-watt signal that can be heard within 3 miles. It broadcasts info about visiting the Capitol, the White House, the National Holocaust Memorial Museum, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, Smithsonian, Washington Monument, and Pershing Park. Updating last week's item about the special anniversary QSL from CHWO 740 in Toronto, January 8th. The time originally in effect was the UT Day, January 8th, but it's been changed by organizer Brian Smith to the Eastern Standard Time Day, January 8th. That is 24 hours, starting at 0500 UT. On the WTFDA list, Curtis Sadowski in Illinois says, for the 70th anniversary of British TV, antique television enthusiasts in London are trying to get permission to reactivate 405-line TV transmissions from Alexandra Palace. Not only that, but on the old UK Channel 1, 41.5 to 45 megahertz. They're encountering red tape but have 11 months to bring it off. Check their form at www.405-line.tv. Medium Wave DX, conditions have declined. Mark DeLorenzo explains it's the classic midwinter anomaly. Things should pick up in February. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issue January 3rd. Solar activity, very low to low. Geomagnetic field, quiet to minor storms. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 January 16th, dipping to 3 and 1 January 4th, 5th, 10th, 11th, 19th, and 20th. Solar flux peaking at 95 January 15th and 16th, down to 75 by the 28th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1300.